Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2:09, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Laura Oakes with the news. We're here for an hour more. Jason will take you home. Jason makes his regular Thursday appearance. Our friend Ken Barlow, he's kind enough to join us. Ken has been a fixture in the weather scene in this town for decades. We have chatted with Ken many times, including on his openness, his candor, and how forthcoming he is about his battle with mental health, including from a decade plus ago where he announced to a group that he's bipolar, and how he has still flourished and had a great life, and other times how it has absolutely crushed him. And I'm just going to read part of what Ken offered up on Twitter so that can be a start to our conversation. Ken, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, my dear friends. I want to let you know that I was in a very dark place for three weeks, and I'm lying lower than normal. I emerged from the jet blackness of deep depression just last Wednesday. If you are in despair, I was just there. If you can't find the light, I was just there. If you want to give up the fight because you feel like you can't fight the battle anymore, I was just there. This was the worst in over 2 years. I'm here to tell you that you can do this. Get up. I know it's terribly difficult to do this. Go for a short walk or run. Try to move just a little each day. Shower, even though the spray hurts our skin. Don't give up. Call 988 like I did for the first time. The people are kind and do help. Finally, know there are millions of people, millions of us, who feel your pain and love and support you. We're all in this together. God bless. I'm so glad that you're better. I'm so glad that you shared this, but I know this is a perpetual battle. Why do you continue to be as public as you are? And let me just say, I'm so glad that you do that. But a lot of individuals wouldn't be as public as you are. I know it helps people. Why do you do that? And thank you for doing it.
I started doing it because I lived in silence and shame for 5 years with it. I didn't tell anybody. One of my brothers didn't even know. I have four brothers. And I got to the NAMI walk that year that you kind of mentioned briefly, where I told everybody that I had bipolar disorder. And I said, I just can't lie anymore.
Yep.
2012, yes, sir. And it just blurted out, and everybody started clapping. And I thought, you know, if I'd known they were going to clap, I'd have done it years ago. But I realized that there was a need for people to hear it. And it made me feel better knowing that I was helping people. It was a little selfish, because it made me feel good in return. I just wanted people to know that people on TV, you know, we are all made up. We've got the suits. We all have nice hair. Well, we used to. We all have that stuff going on. But we have deep set issues, too.
When you're about to go into a dark time, like you just did, do you have any warning at all?
Yes. I get this weight on my chest. And there's a difference between sadness and depression. I know you know, but some people think, well, maybe you're just feeling sad. No. We know the difference. Those of us with depression feel it different ways, but a lot of people I've talked to, it comes about the same way. It feels like there's a 40, 50-pound weight just sitting on your chest, and you cannot move it. And you say, oh, shoot. You say more than that, but that's what I can say on the radio. And then it just – and you try to fight it, and you try to think positively. You try all the things that you learn at your therapist, positive thinking, but inevitably – it just gets worse for me. I call it falling down a well.
Why?
And then you hit
why
the bottom.
Why was this recent battle as bad as it was?
Well, there are a couple triggers for me. February 24th was my dad's birthday, and he's passed. He died 20 years ago when he was only 68 years old. And I'm 62 now, so that's really freaky. And my brother, my youngest brother, passed in an automobile accident the same year my grandmother died, same month my grandmother died, back in 2010. So March 10th this year also, think really complicated things. It hasn't done it in the past. I think I was just already vulnerable and going down the well, and those two things made it worse.
Ken Barlow is with us. It's 15 past the hour 2. He's sharing his battles with bipolar and depression and how difficult this recent battle was. And if there's ever a point where I've crossed the line and you don't want to share this, you just tell me. I'm just picking up on a lot of our conversation before and also what you shared on Twitter and other platforms. You mentioned call 988. Like I did for the first time. This is this national hotline to help people during these difficult times. How was that, sir, when you called? How did that play out?
I could not believe how kind they were. The gentleman that talked to me, you felt no judgment from him. I didn't feel ashamed. I needed to talk to somebody because I was feeling like I was really at the bottom, and I was starting to have suicidal ideation, starting to have thoughts of it. And that's different from suicide itself. The ideation, though, is a step before you start planning, and I didn't want to get there. So, and my therapist couldn't see me for, or my psychiatrist couldn't see me for a week. So I said, well, I've got to do something. And I dialed it a couple of times and hung up before it rang. And then finally, I texted instead, and it was much easier, and the person was so helpful on the other end, and they really are kind people, and they know what they're doing, and it helped me. It lifted me that day.
Did you only communicate through text, or eventually did it turn to a phone call and a conversation in that manner?
Well, they make it easier for text because, as you know, it's not as personal. And that made it easier for me. So that was the first step. He did ask if he wanted to call me back. I wanted him to call me back in a couple of days to see how I was doing. And I said no, because my wife is staying home from work. She does that sometimes when I'm kind of iffy. So she sacrifices a lot there. But I said, no, thank you. But they would have followed up with a call had I asked them to in a couple of days or hours, whatever I wanted.
I'm sure your wife is amazing during this. When you're in the throes of this, when you're right in the middle of this, what do you want from your wife? What do you want from your loved ones? Do you just want no interaction? You just want to be alone? Do you crave that they can help you? How does that And is it consistent or is it different time to time?
No, it's pretty consistent that when my wife is here, the kids are grown now. One's in Iowa, one's in Georgia, and one lives in Crystal, actually, here. And she would come over in a heartbeat. But my wife, when she's here, it's a certain comfort for me because we're going to be married 40 years in June. So we've been together a long time. Thank you. Congratulate her. Well, you know, we say in sickness and health, and she didn't know this was going to be a lifelong illness. And she's been my biggest supporter. She's been my everything. She's just been my best friend. She knows when I'm feeling down. She knows what to do, knows how to talk to me. She didn't go to any training. It's just who she is. She's just an amazing person. And she's in Bismarck on business, so she can't even hear me unless she's listening on the stream. So I'm not even kissing her butt.
We'll make sure she gets the podcast. Ken Barlow is with us, Channel 5, part of This Town with Weather, Channel 5 for a long time, Care 11 long time, just his openness on his battles with depression, bipolar, and just a very difficult challenge he faced recently, including calling the National Suicide Line and Mental Health Line of 988. So when you feel better, like today, dramatically better than where you were, what do you try to do to stay in this state along with the therapist and the psychologist when you can control some of it, but then some of it, sadly, as anybody knows who's battled some form of depression or mental health, when you think it's not coming back and it can come back at times when you had no idea it was going to face you?
Yes. That's the hardest thing about it, especially bipolar depression. For years, I was above the zero line. I say there's a 0 to 5 scale with 5 being kind of really manic, a lot of energy, can't sleep, 0 being the base, -5 being suicidal. I was always at a +1 for years. And my doctor doesn't know why, and I do not know why. But about 2 years ago, it went the other way. I'm now constantly at a -1 or -2, which is a complete reversal. I wasn't expecting that. I kind of liked being up a little bit because I had a lot of energy. And when you're down a lot of the time, which I have been for the past 2 years, you simply don't have energy to really do anything. You have to force yourself. And the things I do now that I feel better, I can run again. I can walk again. I'm training for a triathlon in July. I haven't done one in a long time because I have fake knees now. And so it's been a long time since I've done one. That's my goal. That's my focus. That's going to keep me going, at least theoretically. But like you said, it can come out of the blue. And I could wake up tomorrow and it's back. You just don't know. And that's the frustrating. That's why some people want to give up, because it's so frustrating. You think you're never going to beat it. And I wanted to say I'm here because I was in the darkest of places that I've ever been. And I did have suicidal ideation, a lot of it, actually. And I was just irritable. I faked it at work. I never missed a day of work. I'm not being a hero. I probably should have, but I didn't want it to beat me there. It was already beating me down. I had to push myself through work. Everybody at work that I work with knew. So they were all great. We just had the same sense of humor in the morning. Then I came home and just crashed.
Did it help you going to work and having a little bit of your normal routine?
100%. Yes, it was hard. The hard part is acting, because we all do it, those of us who have this, because nobody likes a sad weatherman. Nobody likes a sad banker. You know, everybody puts on an act to some degree when they're in public. So you're not laying down in the corner like you want to do. You pretend that everything's okay. And if you're doing it right, nobody at home knows the difference. And I don't want them to know at that time, because you don't want them feeling sorry for you. I just want to push through. And on the other side, I'll tell the story so I can give hope to others that I was in the darkest of places. And I emerged with the help of my doctor and therapist and Teresa, of course.
I know in a couple of our conversations, you've also talked about where you just don't eat, right? And you've always been fit, but the worry about just getting too thin. How are you doing there, and how does that play a part in all of this?
Well, that's been really hard because I haven't had the strength really to do. I've lost so much weight. When I moved here in 2011, I was 205 pounds. Now I'm 150. So 205 was a lot for me. Usually I'm around, I was around 180 at my, during my care years. And now I just don't have an appetite. I have to force myself to eat. So I have to really limit my running because it defeats the purpose of trying to eat. Mm-hmm. I drink protein drinks, trying to get some weight. It just doesn't come on. I also have a thyroid thing, so I don't know if that says anything to do with it. I have a little growth on my thyroid. It's benign, but I have a physical tomorrow because I'm a little concerned about losing so much weight. I've had a lot of people write to me and ask me what's wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just think it's been the depression that I just don't want to eat.
I've heard those stories from so many people. Right.
Yeah, you just don't care. That's the problem.
Yeah, you lose
like when,
that.
When somebody called me, Teresa said so and so's on the phone. I said I don't care. Tell them I just don't care. I don't care. Because all you can think about is getting back.
Yeah, I listen. I always appreciate coming on and sharing because it resonates with so many people, not just people who text us, with people out there who are facing something just like you can. And to understand there are people that I can identify with, who people get as low as they have, people who know there's a way through a therapist or psychologist or medication or loved ones. So I'm so overwhelmed by your kindness to share this, but then I'm also saddened that you, a quality person, has to continually face this. So I hope our conversations moving forward always are how well you're doing and how you don't face these. But when you come on and share, just know everyone wishes you only the best and thanks you for the braveness that you show.
Well, thank you, Chad. I really appreciate that. And I can't say enough about your kindness to me over the years. It's been a lot of years.
We're getting old, man.
Hey, give your kid a hug for me.
Guaranteed. I will do that, and I love him. As I tell him all the time, Ken, to infinity and beyond. He's
amazing. I love it. I love the post you put up.
Thank you, sir. Have a fabulous day.
Thank you, Chad. Talk to you later.
Ken Barlow. Again, thank you so much to Ken, and only my best to Ken. And the hundreds of millions of people on this planet who face varying degrees of mental health every day. Nothing to be ashamed of. I get how people hide it. I get how everybody has their own story, and there can be continuity in what helps you on medication. There can be separations, and hope Ken doesn't face it as frequently. Hope it doesn't get to that level, and I hope you don't face it also. I'm very late. It's 26 past the hour 2 on CCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to a number of your texts reacting to our conversation with Ken Barlow. Dave, why don't you remind folks, because we love that when people have a chance to listen to the show in its entirety, but most don't. I mean, it's very, very rare any station has, you know, a significant number of audience members who listen for hours upon hours upon hours, not just us. You name the station. If you're in that category, thank you. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. But a lot of people are just in and out. What's the best way, Dave, for people to consume it, including if they only caught a portion of that conversation with Ken Barlow?
I would definitely recommend going to WCCORadio.com. If you have the Odyssey app, check that out. If not, certainly download the Odyssey app, but also Spotify. Pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts, you will find the Chad Hartman Show. And that specific segment here with Ken will be posted very quickly, should be in the next just few minutes, but also you can listen back to the previous stuff in the first 2 hours, and you'll be able to hear that full 2 o'clock hour when we wrap it up and get that up as well.
Among the texts, Chad and Ken, such a heartwarming conversation. So important that you both did this. You're both so kind, insightful, and honest, sharing this with your listeners. Thanks so much. All thanks to Ken. He was fantastic, and I'm sorry he continues to face this, and I hope he doesn't reach the despair he recently reached. And I hope all the folks who face something worse, similar, or not as worse, find a way to help themselves out. The help is there. Thanks to the CCO Radio staff. I'm so grateful for your staff, what they do day in and day out. That's very kind of you. Please keep having Ken Barlow on your show. It really helps people like me who suffer from depression. We get those texts all the time. Chad, please tell Ken thank you. Absolutely. Please tell Ken he's an inspiration to many listeners right now. Wow, Ken, you're so strong, keep being a model for all of us. I so wish I could talk to Ken one-on-one. I so relate to all of this. Chad, I've also listened to your struggles. I've never reached out like this, but now thank you to both of you. Really, really appreciate it. How do you tell your work colleagues about what's going on? I think he answered that too, Dave, where a lot of his work colleagues who've known him pick up on these cues and understand what he's facing, but how important work is for him with the normalcy of his life and how that aids him in this challenge, especially when it's at its worst. We're going to lighten up. We're also going to get to the Uber-Lyft changes. And then so it'll be a little bit of light, a little bit of serious when Jason comes in moments. This is coming up. This is an annual. It's a fixture. In late March, early April, in the Twin Cities area, it's not their first, it's not their 10th, it's their 51st annual Twin Cities Auto Show, and it's days away. It's March 30th through April 7th, right in downtown Minneapolis at the Convention Center. Come on, who wants to drive around to every single dealership? There's a lot of great cars out there. Why not do this? Use the convention center as just a giant dealership of car after car after car, whether it's a compact car, it's an SUV, it's a luxury vehicle, it's a truck, it's domestic, it's an import, all under one roof, one location. So maybe you're in the market right now. Maybe you don't think you're in the market, but you find out you're in the market when you go, or you just file the information away. It's coming up soon. It's in 9 days. March 30th through April 7th at the Minneapolis Convention Show, the Twin Cities Auto Show. Check it out. It's worth it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nobody does it better. Jason is here. Earlier in the day, you came through the studio and wished Dave Harrigan a happy birthday.
Well, right, because we have a banner up that says happy birthday. That's why I did that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I believe that banner was placed up there in October.
Oh.
Last year.
I took that down. Now, I know you're a little persnickety about the studio.
I am. Including you.
Yeah, like I have a dry erase board that I use for Card to Sharks. I used to use it when I had first started here to try to...
It was kind of your new teleprompter.
Right. It's difficult for... It was. Now I'm a little more comfortable, like I don't need it anymore. So we could get it out of here if you want. Go ahead.
I just like when people clean up after themselves.
Hmm.
Unless it's wine,
then it's fine.
Leave that just on my desk.
Why does it now, I'm not someone that gets bothered by other people's stuff, but some people do, yourself included. Like, why does this bother you?
I think it's a shared studio where everybody wants to, host the show the way they want. And I just think there's a... There's a hint of, it doesn't faze me, so I'll just leave my stuff right here.
Sure.
I'll bring my desk in here. I'll put up my dopey map here.
Right.
I'll leave my headphones scattered everywhere. I'm not suggesting my little cubicle or that office of mine is clean.
Yeah, right. It should really be whatever you want. Right.
But that's my own.
But you get distracted by, you don't like if there's something, on the other side of the room.
I just think, I don't know if I get distracted. I just want people, when Adam and Jordan are on,
should we ask
they get to do whatever they want.
Right.
But then take your stuff out. I get to bring in whatever I want.
Well, what do you want in here? Why don't you bring something in?
You leave your jackets in there.
That's not true.
You leave your shoes in there.
That's false.
I mean, leave your Riesling in there. That's fine.
All right. Fine. All I have is my dry erase board, and I'm gonna have that out, but... There is a banner that says happy birthday that the morning show put up for Vanita on Vanita's birthday. And then I took it down.
And it's back?
Yeah, it was put back up.
Are you kidding me?
And now I feel like I can't take it down. I took it down once.
Yeah. Dave, yes or no, Jason should take it down. I'm 1,000%. Take it down.
Now, I think the message has been sent and the message has been received. Yeah. Hands off our banner.
right? Every day is a birthday with the morning show. What? They're like the rainbows and sunshine crowd there.
Cupcakes,
you know?
Baby. Right? Every day is a good day for cupcakes.
Not their studio. It's all of our studios. Take that baby down or else in a couple weeks.
Should we
somebody's going to take it down.
What if we put up like some negative signs, you know, like the morning show wants happy birthday, like from noon to six, like, you know, go after yourself is what we want on there.
Exactly. I don't know. Leave that message out. Well, program director Stash, this is legitimately, and knock on this mic in front of me here, I used to deal with migraines a lot. They're awful. Anybody who has migraines, I am sorry. For whatever reason, I'm at a good stretch now. So there would be times where I would keep the lights off if I was dealing not with a complete migraine, because a complete migraine, I'm in the fetal position, but a bad headache.
Right.
And so then I learned to kind of like it with the lights off, and Shomper just thought it was the worst thing ever. I mean,
I don't mind like some nice low light.
Message are you sending? What message? What are you talking
about? It's the radio. Like,
it's
who
radio.
Cares? Right.
I don't know. So at some point in August, maybe at the fair again, we'll participate in the one and only, nobody else does it, Song of the Summer.
Yes.
Can we just declare the contest is over now with, what are we now, a month or so into Beyonce's song? Over.
Yeah. The Texas Hold'em song.
Yeah, the Texas Hold'em song. I know it came out in, right after the Super Bowl, but is that not a quintessential summer song?
It's a good summer song. Yeah, it's really good. I don't know what else is on her album, right?
Didn't they just release something else?
I saw, the artwork on it, what the cover art. Everything, everything takes so long. Like, music, I have to, like we announce a concert date, and that concert will be in 7 years. Get your tickets. Tickets go on sale Friday for the show at the X in 2028. It's it's ridiculous. And then, we get the Texas Hold'em song, and then, then we get, Gayle King's going to debut the album art. Like, who bought an who's buying albums?
Unless you're into vinyl. Harrigan, by the way, believes those folks who are buying vinyl pretentious. You want to explain, Dave?
Interesting.
Do I need to explain it? You've got all the convenience of music in 2024. Yeah. We've moved on even from, any physical thing. You just, hey, Alexa, play this, or, get your Spotify up.
Right.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over to the giant thing I have in the corner with this big old disc that's completely cumbersome, and it's because I like the crackle.
There are a couple of restaurants that have reel-to-reel audio players.
Yes. CCO, baby.
Yes.
If we ever have our restaurant, that's what we'll
that's
have.
That's how I learned radio. My very first high school broadcasting class, Kurt
For
Steinhauser
sure.
was my teacher. And one of our first assignments was taking reel-to-reel, and Mr. Steinhauser recorded him saying, "I will not pass this test." And you had to go splice out the word "not," tape it back together so it said, "I will pass this test," and then you'd pass.
That's great. I interned at CCO. If the twins were in town, I was over there. Mm. If not, it was, part promotions, part gopher. We used to have all the twins' highlights on reel-to-reel. Jason.
Sure, yeah.
And I had to put a little piece of paper and identify the highlight.
Yeah.
So if you hear a highlight from the 86-87 twin season, you're welcome.
It's marked from my
little tape.
Yes.
So there you go.
That was my first paid job in radio at an AM radio station in Milwaukee, WEMP, where we were broadcasting indoor soccer.
Yes.
Because, who's going to have the rights to indoor soccer? In 1995, it's going to be AM 1250 or something, whatever.
That's great.
And I had to splice together the highlights. I had to mark it with the wax pencil thing and the just ridiculous.
Yes.
Now the kids have no appreciation today,
no,
Chad.
They We're probably gonna have a game where I'm just gonna lament that apparently my life is over, since I was reminded again life expectancy for a guy is 74.8 years of age. I'm 58.8 basically. It's over for me.
Yeah.
I mean, rough. It's been an okay run, not a great run, but a decent run. That'll be on the docket tomorrow with just morbid music in the background. Uber and Lyft. What's going on with the Minneapolis City Council and a backpedal? We're going to finish with that with Jason. Then he's on for 3 hours. He'll take you home here on CCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Do we have any backpedaling music? Because it appears that's what the city council in Minneapolis is doing. A topic we all have discussed extensively on the station, and many people discuss. City council stepping in and setting up minimum pay requirements for rideshare drivers, Uber and Lyft. This is a debate which is taking place all across the country. In the state, you had the state looking at this also. You had a big report coming out from the state. You had Uber and Lyft wanting to meet with the city council. City council didn't meet with them. They didn't wait for the state report. And even though the mayor vetoed their minimum pay requirements, they overrode the video. And we thought it was, here we go, what's going to happen? Uber and Lyft, are they going to live up to the threat and leave by May 1st? But now, brought by Andrea Jenkins, the former city council president, today it appears that multiple council members, Jason, are open to listening and working with the staff at the Department of Labor and looking at how they can make this work with a bill that may pass with the state of Minnesota. Why? I mean, I'm glad. I think this is what they should have done all along. But why do you think they're doing this?
Well, I think we're still at a maybe phase, right? Like, oh, they're open to maybe. Yes. I think they made their point, right? And I think they will take this as saying, like, hey, we forced the urgency around this. Now, I think that they were just trying to stick it to the mayor by doing their own thing instead of, you know, waiting. In this way, they look like they're tough. They're like, oh, the mayor was, you know, kowtowing to the corporate interests. We're out there fighting for you.
Were they also sticking to the state?
I don't know what that was about. You know what I think that was about? Just stupid governance. Like, I don't know. To me, there's no logic there. Why you wouldn't wait? And now, today, it comes out
for the data. Well, look at the data.
They were acting like they had some sort of insight as to Minneapolis drivers, but now, by April 15th, they're going to get Minneapolis data from the state survey. So they didn't even have the Minneapolis data when they did this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you know, as always, there are other ways to get at progress and make sure these drivers are, you know, and I get it. Some people think they shouldn't have any minimum wage, that they're independent contractors and too bad. But I think it's pretty clear that, you know, COVID sort of changed what these companies do. And a lot of these drivers are the equivalent of a full-time employee. So, you know, I think most Minnesotans think they should be subject to some sort of, you know, minimum wage.
I would say this, if they look at the data, study this, and work with the state, I'll give them credit, but you could have done this right from the get-go,
like,
without making your
maybe
point,
like a little that. Credit. Like, I wouldn't give them much.
Not much. I agree. We'll call it the Adam Carter credit. That's not much. We'll talk about the show coming up in Canopy.
Great.
0 to 10. How do you feel about this show coming up?
My show today?
Yes. Coming up.
7.
7. Okay. Why is it a 7? We'll find out in moments with the Canopy spot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.